DW.
It's 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, and as is often the case, there's a huge backup waiting to cross the Hampton Roads Bridge and Tunnel in Virginia.
This is a daily occurrence in the summertime. It's 6.3 miles.
Paula Miller speaks for the Virginia Department of Transportation.
We have 100,000 vehicles going through the tunnel along this corridor on a daily basis during peak travel periods.
Now, she says, the state will unlock the gridlock with two new tunnels, the first beginning on a man-made island that served as a base for building the original tunnel. Crews plan to clear the South Island to make room for heavy equipment. But there's a problem. After the South Island was built, it was discovered by seabirds, royal terns, gull-billed terns, and black skimmers that nest in tight colonies, according to Virginia Tech professor Sarah Carpentier.
These terns on the South Island of the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel nest so close that they are only separated by a body length. So essentially, the tip of their bill is touching the rear end of their next-door neighbor.
The birds don't seem to mind, perhaps because this island offers an ideal place to raise their chicks. It's far from predators like raccoons and foxes that devour eggs and babies. It's also surrounded by waters rich in fish that feed the birds and their hatchlings. As a result, Virginia Tech professor Jim Fraser says a massive colony is now in residence.
It's by far the largest colonial seabird nesting colony in Virginia. Has 95% of the royal terns in Virginia, for example. And we estimate somewhere between 16,000 and 20,000 birds nesting there. And then when those birds have chicks running around that have hatched and are still on the island, there can be as many as 25,000 birds on that little tiny island.
This fall, the birds will migrate to Central and South America. But when they return in the spring, Fraser says they'll find their habitat gone.
When these birds disperse, there's no telling where they're going to go. There'll be more of them probably in the traffic out there when they're trying to figure out what to do with, and they'll no longer have their old nesting site.
Already, he adds, the nesting birds live too close to cars, trucks, and buses.
There was 10 accidents in 1 year because of birds going down and landing on the road, and then people hit the brakes at 65 miles an hour, and then the next thing you know, you've got a pileup.
So the Virginia Department of Transportation asked Fraser and Carpentier what to do. They studied the situation at length and concluded the state should build these birds their own island.
North Carolina's been building islands for birds for decades. And so when we were faced with this problem, we said, what's the best way to solve this? And we looked and looked and looked for a suitable island down near the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel, and there are none. So the obvious solution is to build them.
It only needs to be a couple acres. And the interesting thing here in Virginia is there's actually a ready source of sand.
When engineers were building North Carolina's intercoastal waterway, that state got dozens of new islands made from dredged material, mud, rock, and sand. Today, those islands provide essential habitat for seabirds, according to David Allen, a biologist with the state's Wildlife Resource Commission.
Terns and skimmers, gulls, pelicans, herons, egrets, ibis, all those species that nest in groups.
To keep waterways and ports clear for commercial traffic, other islands have been built here in the states of Georgia, Florida, and Louisiana. That's lucky because people keep filling the spaces where seabirds used to nest.
The ones that are in the biggest trouble have had the most population declines. Used to nest the same places where all of us are laying our towels down now and enjoying the beach.
The situation is so dire, Allen says, that some birds have taken to nesting on rooftops.
Some large shopping centers, grocery stores that have gravel on their rooftops make a pretty good nesting habitat for lease terns.
But it's not ideal because those spots can get pretty hot and property owners aren't always pleased to have the birds there.
You know, if you're a mall owner and you've got 300 birds nesting on your rooftop and they're flying around and their droppings are dropping on their patrons' cars and that kind of thing, they're not real happy about it.
So it's fortunate the state has these man-made islands, and for some, it's essential. Lindsay Addison is a coastal biologist with the Audubon Society.
In North Carolina, for example, the royal tern nests exclusively on dredged material islands. They have no natural habitat that they use. 12,000 pairs of royal terns are totally dependent on these dredge sites.
She adds that seabirds have no problem finding newly created habitat. Take one island that appeared in 2017.
That project was completed in March of that year, and the birds were on it in April.
Back in Virginia, Jim Fraser figures it might cost several $1 million to build a new home for birds. But that's peanuts compared to the cost of the Hampton Roads Bridge and Tunnel expansion, $3.8 billion. Still, the Department of Natural Resources has dismissed the idea, noting the Trump administration is no longer enforcing federal protections that might apply here, and Virginia has no legal right to demand the builder create new habitat. We asked the agency financing the project if they might voluntarily create an island for seabirds. They did not respond. This spring, the Department of Transportation says it will discourage seabirds from nesting, and the Department of Natural Resources will craft a new policy that would address habitat loss caused by construction the next time around. But this time, the birds will have to look for a new home, and it's unclear where that might be. For DW, I'm Sandy Houseman in Norfolk, Virginia.
DW.